This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turn to the daily tune-up here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It looks to me
Kara?
What happened?
That's my name, don't worry.
Kara Schillen?
Did I do Kara again? All right.
That's been on your mind lately.
Yeah, well, I mean, she has been on my mind, actually.
You should reach out to
what
her.
What she's doing. Yeah, well, I just want to know that she's, like
she's
all the people
great.
Who have been here, she's doing well. Yeah, she's a good kid. I liked her. She was a good kid. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the situation in our country with gas prices and concern, the situation in Ukraine, the Russians apparently are doing biological research. And I know that there are some facilities in Ukraine that people are worried about. And then there's that little twerp, Kim Jong Fatty, who apparently has fired up some nuclear stuff this week as well. Anybody
he's been
see
back
that?
To testing. Yeah, he's been back to testing.
Back to testing. Yeah.
And there seems to be some new facilities that's being built in North Korea. This is the first time we've seen that change in a while because we get satellite images. So there's some differences going on there. Russia, it seems that they're ramping up their attacks in Ukraine a lot. Of attacks, they keep declaring these ceasefires and then they keep attacking the people that are trying to get out of the country. So basically the choice is be routed to Belarus or Russia or risk getting attacked in what are supposed to be safe spaces for civilian evacuations.
I saw one Russian officer complaining that the generals are not getting there's no direction. There's no calling from generals anywhere. It's just they've been told, go in and kill as many Ukrainians as you can. That seems to be it. Unless there's something happening.
Well, and also, what happens to the people who decide to take a chance and get, go through the routes, the paths that have been opened up, like Jen said, to either Belarus or to Russia? What happens to those people? I mean, are you just going to get thrown into a concentration camp as soon as you get to Belarus or into Russia? They're not just going to let
Ukrainians wander
around.
I think many people are not taking them up on that offer.
Well, yeah exactly. It's crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy, all the focus on this takes us away from what's going on in our country. And there are a lot of things. For example, the trial, the Capitol riot trial. I didn't know this. This is not the first person, right? The guy from Texas? I thought there were others that had been convicted already from January 6th, the business.
I think this was the first federal, I think, if I'm not mistaken. There's been some local stuff. I think that's the difference maker.
Yeah.
There was also, I don't know if you guys saw it, but this New York Times journalist came out and, blew the whistle on January 6th, saying it was completely overplayed by people in the government, and that the FBI, and this leads to a lot of the conspiracy theorists out there who say that the FBI was involved with this, and the New York Times writer is saying that he believes that the FBI was involved with what went on at the Capitol. So it really kind of interesting. It just seems layer after layer.
How would they be involved? What would they have done?
They were looking for trying to create basically a false flag to incite the chaos and to incite people to go inside the Capitol. So there were, mostly, and what people I think forget conveniently forget is that most of the people who were at the Capitol were there for a rally, which was pre-planned. They pulled permits for that rally. It wasn't even the one that was involved with President Trump. President Trump's was about a mile away. There was another rally at the Capitol that day. And so all of those people that had gathered there, and there were thousands of people, maybe tens of thousands of people gathered for that. Those people were not there to go break into the Capitol and try to hang Mike Pence. There were a few in the crowd who tried to break in, and they were the ones who were doing the damage. And so there are some who are saying that there were FBI positioned within that crowd that were trying to encourage people to create more chaos to go inside the Capitol. Now, what would be the end game? Right.
Well, yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I mean, this is how, it feels like you're watching an episode of House of Cards when we even give credence to these conversations, but It's so messy. You don't know who to trust. Everybody is acting in their own political interest. You've got the Trump people on one side. You've got the Pelosi and the Biden people on the other side. It's like, wouldn't it be nice if we just, like, knew the facts? I mean, I don't know. It just seems like everything is a game of gotcha.
There's a book that is out that speaks to this, written by a professor at the University of San Diego. Her name is Barbara Walter, not Walters, Walter. Political science professor. The book is called How Civil Wars Start and How to Stop Them. The question comes on what people have been saying. This is just people that talk. We're headed toward a civil war. She reviews what brought us to the civil war we had here. She reviews what happens in other countries when they have a civil war. She thinks that Russia will have a civil war out of this, it would seem.
Russia needs to have a civil war. I hate to say that, but it's just true. I don't see another way for them to reclaim their country from Putin. It's just one dictator, and
apparently,
I don't know who else, and we don't know who's around him, right? We don't know what if they get rid of him, do they get to have, like in Ukraine, do they get to have a democratic election, like a real one this time, not just one that Putin says is democratic and really isn't? I don't know.
Well, I'm looking at the stats here that she cites. Since the end of World War II, there have been 200 civil wars around the world. that's astonishing. It stuns me to see
Well, not really, though. If you think about, like, and I always tend to think of, like, Central and South America. There seems to be constant. And then if you go over to, like, look at Yemen and
Yugoslavia,
Syria.
That whole business and the crime. Yeah.
It's not that surprising.
Yeah. So now the United States has formed what they call a political instability task force. They are trying to predict what countries around the world are going to become unstable, and they will then therefore experience political violence and civil war.
I think that should be Russia's number one on that one, right?
I would think so.
The potential? Sure.
Yeah, right, under the circumstances. Apparently this is all done through the CIA. There are some academics that are involved. Experts on conflict have been, and some of the data analysis people, experts who understand what's going on there. So this, what it points out to me anyway, is that we have people, we spend the tax dollars that we spend to try to figure all this stuff out. We have no idea. There's the black ops budget. Jennifer, remember we talked about this last, is it like $36 billion or something that gets put into a kitty that the CIA uses, the FBI uses, whoever
we
else.
We have no idea
State
on what.
Department, not a clue as to what the money is spent for. And apparently
Isn't
this
that
is
kind
one of
part of the point, though?
Well, I guess, but I just think
it is, but at the same time, it allows no transparency or oversight. So, it's just based on a lot of trust that I think trust in a government is failing by the nanosecond.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, but it's interesting to see how you look at this list, and the book is very interesting. This lady's quite an interesting person. And I find it fascinating, the number of people who moved to California, the brain drain from other places. People wanted to live in California. They wanted to work in California. Professors.
Yeah,
you
can't
name
get a
U-Haul
out of here.
Right. Now, exactly. Californians are fleeing the state that is described by some as the most oppressive place to live in the United States. I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Jen feels it, right?
Yeah. Well, I feel
and,
it.
You know,
when
if
I'm
I didn't
there.
Have my family and my job here, I'm not. I used to never think I'd want to leave this state. I would entertain it. Absolutely. It's too expensive.
Progressiveness,
it's too oppressive. It's
awful. Politician, the high crime rate, the taxes. And again, the best example of it, well, we're all concerned about the cost of gasoline. This is when you really see the separation of how states are run. When you look at the taxes, almost $2 a gallon.
What's infuriating is that versus, it, yeah, that's just state. And those taxes, they tricked people into voting on. They wrote the proposition for the gas tax to mean yes, if you a yes meant no and a no meant yes. So they tricked people into voting for this gas tax, and it's open ended. It wasn't like an initial 10 cents a gallon. This gets to go. This goes up every single January, and so until when? Like, when is the stop point? And there isn't. That's the scary part. And so yesterday was our state of the state, and Gavin Newsom is constantly crowing about how wonderful he is and that he's got a surplus in the state, which is actually phony baloney, but he likes to talk about it. So if you have such a flippin' surplus, then give people a vacation from the gas tax for a year while gas prices are $7 a gallon. Like, why doesn't that make you a hero if you do that? Wouldn't people go, wow, this guy survived the recall, now he's giving back to us, and he would look wonderful. But did he do that? No, because they're just money makers. It's all about money and power, and it's really, really corrupt. It is not about the California heart or our budget or our safety or our families, nothing.
Mm. There's a youth gender clinic in Texas that's been closed because of political pressure. And I look around at some of the story, and I hesitate to bring some of this up. And I guess I have to use my own judgment. We all do to a point as to what's appropriate, what's fear-based, what we ought to talk about, what people should be aware of. And I do, as you know, as I think about these things, I go back and forth on discussions of the gender issues because I think some of them are phony and some of them are real. And frankly, even I have a hard time sometimes figuring out which ones are immoral versus moral, the movement of people and letting them be who they are, and the political pressure for transgender stuff. I think that this is not factually based. I just feel there's too much pressure on youngsters to, you know, come out, whatever that means, to be. So I don't get what the pressure is. Why should there be pressure? Do you feel it yourself? Is it parental? Is it sibling? Is it
The pressure
society?
To come out?
The pressure to be, you know,
if
to
anything,
admit
the pressure
that you
to stay
are
closeted. I think to pick your pro, I think there's both. Number one, I think that we need to have supportive environments for kids who are gay or who are having, or maybe they're confused or they're having certain feelings, and we need to be a supportive culture for that. But there's also an overreach and an overreaction, I think, that goes on with that,
which is you have to
pick your pronouns, you have to do all this stuff. It's like, it happens a lot, and there is a lot of peer pressure in schools, for sure, I think, in that front.
Yeah, that's kind of, I made an awkward point. You made it much better. Thank you. And so I bring up things and you clarify them for all of us. That's good. Ladies, thank you. 18 after this, the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with free in-home water tests from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now, said the authoritative voice of Doug Steffen. About time for Jay Kirshner to pop in here and bring us up to date on the divorces, who's getting married, who's getting divorced, who gets flowers, all that good stuff right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so who's getting divorced? This is not a new story, right? Kelly Clarkson getting divorced.
The divorce is finalized now, yeah. Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock. A judge had declared them both single back in September, but they still had to iron out everything else. So the divorce has been settled. Kelly gets primary custody of the kids. Brandon, who lives in Montana, will get the kids 1 week and a month. That Montana,
wasn't that the ranch they owned?
Yeah, that Montana ranch. Kelly will keep. Brandon is allowed to live there until June 1st. He must pay her $12,500 a month for rent.
Good.
And if he moves from Montana to a different state, the custody agreement will be reevaluated, as well as the child support he will be receiving, which is over $45,000 a month. He'll also get spousal support of $115,000
a month. He's getting that
yes,
from her?
Yes, but that will end January 2024.
He was a cop, right? Wasn't he? Do I remember that?
No. He was an entertainment manager. He was her manager.
Who married
yeah.
the cop? It was another country singer.
Miranda Lambert.
Okay. She's still with him?
Yep, still married.
Okay. After all these years.
She has never looked happier. She looks
really?
Great.
Really? Okay, so that's good. Correct. That's yeah. good. Terrific. Well, wonderful.
And so that was Miranda Lambert. And then back to Kelly Clarkson. So the judge had also dropped Blackstock from Kelly's name legally, and she never added Clarkson back. So legally, she's still going by Kelly Brand, but she's continuing with the Kelly Clarkson name professionally.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, why and whom was the recipient? Why were they sent? Who is the recipient of flowers from an unusual source?
Oh, Taylor Swift sent flowers, a really nice bouquet, to Avril Lavigne to congratulate her on her 7th studio album called Love Sucks. And Avril was talking about it, how it was just really a stand-up, classy show of support, and it's nice to see women in music supporting other women in music, and Avril Lavigne hopes that there can be a Avril-Taylor Swift collaboration sometime soon. I'm here for that. That sounds amazing.
So this will ring a bell, not with either of you, but with other people who are fans of Tom Jones. Do you even, the two of you know who Tom Jones is?
He's that dude with the tight pants in Vegas, right?
Right, exactly. Okay.
So who Carlton always danced to on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He just released a new album, his 40th album, devoted to his former wife who died last year. He'd been married to her for 59 years. He's 80. He's still touring, and apparently this album is going to get some airplay on certain stations. I thought it was kind of sweet. He gives, you know, in memory of his wife, he does an album. I thought that was very sweet, frankly. 28 after the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional leaders reached a bipartisan deal early Wednesday, providing $13.6 billion to help Ukraine and European allies, plus billions more to battle the pandemic as part of a $1.5 trillion measure financing federal agencies for the rest of the year. President Biden requested $10 billion for military, humanitarian, and economic aid last week, and with Democrats and Republicans backing so strong on the issues, the figure grew to $13.6 billion in just a few days. Vladimir Putin's blitzkrieg to seize Ukraine's capital in the first days of the Russian invasion has been a complete failure, thrown off by a fierce Ukrainian resistance, poor planning, and a series of profound miscalculations. John Kirby from the Pentagon Lectern.
They are having fuel problems. They are having food problems. They are meeting a very stiff and determined Ukrainian resistance.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As gas prices will be getting more expensive since dropping Russia as a supplier, former National Intelligence Director Rick Grenell on Newsmax says the United States must be able to supply itself with oil rather than depending on places such as Venezuela, Iran, or Russia to power America's energy needs.
Well, look, I think the reality is when you're looking at supply, we need to be able to supply it ourselves. We don't need to go to Venezuela or Iran, as there are some discussions now, or Russia. We have the ability to be dominant, as President Trump says, when it comes to energy exports. We can provide it for ourselves and export it to others. We're not able to do that because of the Biden administration. They stopped production. They stopped the supply. And now we hear reports that they're trying to go to Venezuela and others. My question is why are the environmentalists in America so concerned about dirty oil here, but not dirty oil from Venezuela, Russia, or Iran?
The Florida Department of Health released new guidelines Tuesday that says healthy children between the ages of 5 and 17 do not need to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA said based on current available data, healthy children ages 5 to 17 may not benefit from receiving the current available COVID-19 vaccine. The department recommends that children with underlying conditions are the best candidates for the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello from Pure Wisdom. That's where we come from. Well, there are some who may think that this is pure wisdom. Otherwise, it's pure malarkey. Maybe somewhere in between, there's a little bit of a grain of truth. A lot of trending stories, as usual, today. The check-in for you in the morning as to what's going on, although this program is heard all around the clock. You can hear it yourself, as a matter of fact, if you choose to listen. You're on your way to work and you listen to some of our discussions, and then on the way home you want to get the rest of it, it streams all day long. You can hear it at djvshow.com, and then you can get the download as well. The most recent download is a focus on the winners of the American Country Music Awards. We talk about Gigi Hadid. Every time I come up with that name, I just think of someone who reminds me of the Kardashians for whatever the reason. I don't know. Maybe I'm way off base, but it just
reminds
feels like.
How?
I don't know. Just the opportunists, maybe, creating something out of nothing.
Well, she's the highest paid supermodel in the world, so she has a huge platform. I mean, Gisele Bündchen used to have that title. I mean, a lot of supermodels have held that title, so she has a huge platform.
I'm not paying as much attention to her as I am the new president of Estonia. Maybe you put
the
him
Prime Minister,
my,
yes.
My, the Prime
I know.
Minister, yes,
yeah, right. Newsflash, I alerted Doug to the attractive woman who is the Prime Minister of Estonia. And so now that's going to you're going to hear a whole lot more about Estonia.
Yay! Hear a lot about Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, all those places. All right, so here's a story that is, this is one of those freak circumstances that you never, ever, ever want to experience. A lady who was she playing around on the cruise ship?
She went down the water slide.
On the water
slide. It's one of those like loop-de-loops, fully enclosed
here we go.
Water slide.
Loop, yep, right.
Yeah,
and you get
and
stuck
so
in
got,
it. Oh, I've
the loop-de-loop part that she got stuck in, I guess there wasn't enough momentum, the part that she got stuck in dangles over the ocean. And so she was literally stuck in a clear tube just staring down probably a 100 feet. I mean, this is at the very top of this huge cruise ship. So she's just staring down into the ocean abyss, which must have been very scary.
It's like a combination of claustrophobia and a fear of heights.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
and then I guess she tried to climb back up, and that didn't work. And I don't know how they flushed her out.
I watched the video that you had sent, Victoria. It didn't even look like there was that much water to begin with when she was going down the slide.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go.
I'm just envisioning Charlie and the Chocolate Factory scene where the one kid falls into the chocolate lake and then gets sucked up that tube.
Lovely. So here are a couple of other things. Now you've sent me the clickbait city. There's a story today about this man who was crushed in a porta potty. He was out taking a poop in a porta potty, and a bulldozer came by and pushed the porta potty into a hole. The guy was killed in the porta potty. That's got to be horrible.
That's like a prank from Jackass.
Yeah.
When Bam Margera was in a porta potty, and the rest of the Jackass guys decided to get a forklift, and they lifted up the porta potty while he was in it, and I guess dumped it over on him. Oh, I mean, that's all the stupid stuff that the Jackass guys do. But that
there's a girl who was killed when she fell under the wheels of a school bus. That's a lovely story. Another one: tourist killed by boat propeller while snorkeling in Mexico. That's sweet. And this guy on an ATV. Fell through the ice. That's the dumbest thing. Anybody who goes out on an if you don't know how thick the ice is on a lake, and you go out on something like an ATV that weighs probably 1,000, 1,200 pounds, maybe more, it sounds like a bad scene from one of the Batman movies. Remember one of the Batman movies where the bad guys sent people into exile by sending them onto a lake with the ice and everybody fell through? Remember that from the Batman movie?
No.
What one was that?
Kristen Bale was Batman, and what's her face? Hathaway was Catwoman. I remember that. So, anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm remembering that. But I just know around here where I am as well, in Massachusetts, up in northern Vermont, New Hampshire, where a lot of people like to go ice fishing. There has been, because the weather has fluctuated so much this year, we've had days when it was 13 degrees and the ice freezes, and the next day it's 50 degrees and the ice melts, and these people go out ice fishing, or they go out ice skating, or they go out on an ATV on a lake, and see you all later. That's the end of that. It's
not so smart.
Hello, word to the wise, hopefully. Today is National No Smoking Day. How does this compare with the National Smoke Out, or are they supposed to be parallel?
I don't know.
The National Smoke Out usually occurs later in the year, but it's the same thing, and I don't mind promoting it because I am a nutcake when it comes to smoking. I don't like it. I don't want to be around people who smoke.
Luckily, the numbers are way, way down. And especially, and I think what's really encouraging is that the numbers for women are have plummeted way more than for men. So, which is good, because a lot of women used to just use smoking to stay skinny or, you know, as an appetite suppressant. And so now women are just getting a lot healthier and not making that choice, which I think is really good. Yeah. And then, but men still have a higher percentage.
Remember, I went through this yesterday. I found these stats yesterday. I didn't know. Obviously, the stats I saw were related to a pre-promotion for National No Smoking Day. I didn't see that as part of it, but we were talking about these same things. We should add to this conversation, ladies, the dangers of vaping. Because anything, vaping is worse for you. When you compare it to smoking tobacco. If you were worried, you didn't know, it is worse for you. I remember seeing Johnny Depp in a movie where he's smoking an e-cigarette. You see it from time to time. The smoke supposedly is water. But, you know, when you get right down to
I mean, there's nicotine in it, but the thing that's really dangerous, and a friend of our family said, I remember we were sitting on the beach like 4 years ago, and he said, you know, you're going to see that vitamin E acetate, that's the liquid you know, is in the vape cartridge. And he said, for weed and for, you know, for nicotine. And he said, he goes, all these kids vaping. He goes, in 4 years, you're going to see kids with severe lung issues, like crippling lung issues.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, pulmonologists are starting to say, kids are coming in with wheezing coughs and they can't do athletics anymore. Well, wonder why. Because look what you're doing to your lungs. The chemicals are disgusting. And the fact that it was all marketed as like a safer alternative to smoking cigarettes.
That really is an outrage.
It is.
When you think about the, let's just for a moment think about what goes on. My mother died because she smoked. So I guess I'm more sensitive to this. But anybody who inhales a batch of ignited chemicals and you're putting that into your lungs.
What do you think is
going to happen? Exactly. How can you even be that stupid? And that's what it is. Anybody who vapes. The lung inflammation that any doctor, no matter what their persuasion, will tell you, this inflames the lungs way more than, and it makes you liable or vulnerable to bacteria and allergens, all kinds of stuff. The American Chemical Society says that e-cigarettes damage the DNA in your body. And more mouth cancer, throat cancer, the stuff you were just talking about, a pulmonologist talking about what goes on in your lung. Imagine what it does to your heart.
Oh.
Heart attacks. People are twice as likely to have a heart attack if they have vaped. Good God. Another study found that people who use e-cigarettes are five times more likely to get certain cancers. I don't know. I just don't get it. All right, now, as long as we're talking about bad stuff and smoke, here's another one. Researchers in Davis, California, a few years ago, swabbed the nasal cavities of 22 rhesus monkeys that were born just before the big wildfire. Remember? 22 of them. Alterations in their DNA showed, for the first time, that exposure to this wildfire smoke can create long-term changes in the way that genes are expressed. So more of the same. Same thing's going to happen when you vape. But I didn't see this. This is an interesting connection. Wildfires. There have been a lot of follow-up studies because obviously you want to compare monkeys to humans. Young people breathing in this stuff may be more susceptible to respiratory illnesses and brain problems later in life than mature adults. I'm talking about, this is a comparison of animals to humans and youngsters to older people. Long-term health effects open up the door for treatments to mitigate the damage of smoke. But all of these things that are in the atmosphere that we talk about that you can, I mean, I don't know, if you're around the wildfires, I don't know how you avoid it. But certainly you can avoid smoking. You can avoid.
I think you're going to have to wear, you know, an N95 mask or a respirator mask if you're, or if you know, if you're in one of those areas. I mean, Jen is always wherever.
Oh, yeah.
She can
wheezing.
She can smell it and wheeze. Her lungs last year were, she said, were burning because she was smelling all that. It's horrible.
Well, it's another something. Maybe what we're doing here is contributing to people's fears. Remember I said a couple times today, I don't want to do that, but we do. That is it. The American Family Farmer Show this week, here's another one, focuses in part on the podcast that you can get at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We have news about the integrity of forever. The crops in Maine are being influenced by toxic chemicals that are contaminating the drinking water, the river water. We had somebody on from a farm talking about this very problem. And then, you know, there certainly is a lot of finger pointing going on, appropriately so, around the toxic chemicals that come from manure, from these huge farms. They aren't even farms, factory farms with the cows on it. They don't have enough places to put the manure. So anyway, that's something we talk about amongst many other things on the American Family Farmer Show, which you can get the details at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance, so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working that fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My sign is a potential customer's first impression, so it needs to be perfect.
It's possible at Staples.
There are four other bakeries within five blocks of here. My shop needs to stand out.
Also possible. With Staples Print and Marketing Services, small businesses can print big with wide format signs and banners. Right now, get $10 off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Create your sign at Staples, the working and learning store, N326. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The story of his life. Well, maybe not quite. That's the beginning to the old show, $5 Million Man, I think it was called, right?
$6 Million Man. You're $1 million off.
You're $1 million shy.
$1 million shy. Was it? No, it wasn't $6 million. It was $5 million.
No, it was six million.
I thought the new one was $6 million. What's the new one?
What new one? Here's the deal. They were talking about doing a feature based on this TV show called the $6 billion man, not million.
Yeah, that was
we have inflation now. So Mark Wahlberg was supposed to star, but it just went into turnaround, never got going. But anyway, the $6 million man, which ran from 73 to 78, final episode in 78. Aired this week on ABC. When I was a little kid, I used to watch his show. I thought it was very entertaining. Lee Majors was the star. They did a spin-off, The Bionic Woman, with I forget her name. Jamie Summers is, I believe, the character.
Yeah, but her name began with an A. I can see her now.
You got to Google it. I don't remember her name.
All right.
But anyway, it was popular. And also, this week in TV history, 1974, the final airing of The Brady Bunch aired on ABC. It ran from 69 to 74, 117 total episodes. Was not a huge hit in its initial run, but in syndication became very popular. And obviously the Brady Bunch is a big part of TV's pop culture, as generations have discovered that very family-friendly TV show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, what do you have for movie news for us today, Chucker?
Here's an interesting story. A Friday night screening of The Batman in Austin, Texas, was disrupted when a fan let a live bat loose in the movie theater auditorium. And that, you know, when I read that story, I'll tell you a quick story. In 2013, at the theater I'm involved in, that you were there, Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg, I was watching the Woody Allen movie Blue Jasmine with Cate Blanchett.
Great movie.
I'm sitting in the back row, and there's a scene on the beach, and it looked like birds were flying in the air.
In
a couple minutes, I realized that there was about six or seven bats flying around in the theater.
In the movie theater.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I think there was about 15 people watching. I would say about eight of them didn't care. They didn't want to leave. They just want to watch a movie with the bats flying around. So I went in the lobby, and I asked a couple kids who worked there doing box office. I said, what do you think? And they had no fear. They grabbed a couple towels, and when they landed, they just grabbed the bat and threw it out the back door. So, and then people just watched the movie. That story made me think of that. But I personally am skeeved by bats. So
I don't
even
like
though I'm the Batman, I don't like that.
We have bats in the barns down at the farm in Yucca Bunga.
Ugh.
All right, Arnold says Twins 2 is going to become Twins 3. Is that fair
to say, Danny? They've been talking about this for what? Him, Danny DeVito, and Eddie Murphy? Or who's the third?
Tracy Morgan is the third
triplet
now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that movie was released, what, like 30 years ago? I don't know if, I mean, I love Danny DeVito. I just don't know how much of an interest there would be.
Well, it depends on the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, listen, with all the streaming, I'm sure it'll be financed. So why not?
And then there's Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters, a big star. He's been around forever. Remember in the first Speed. He's going to be in Quantum Leap, and then gets back on NBC. What about Scott Bakula? Isn't he?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. He's not involved, but you know, I have a feeling if the show is, you know, has some legs in terms of viewership, they'll find some way for him to get back, at least in a cameo. And finally, Anthony Hopkins has been announced as one of the Oscar presenters at the Oscars in a couple weeks.
Spielberg
says last year, right? Didn't he? Anthony Hopkins won last year.
That'll be good. I look forward to
he
that.
Did
was
win
it last year or
yep.
the year before?
It was, I believe, last year.
Yeah.
Spielberg says he doesn't think that they should pre-tape the Oscar categories that we were talking about yesterday.
Nobody involved in the industry thinks it's a good idea. Except the reality is, why have a telecast where it becomes irrelevant? I don't think that's good for the movie business. So I don't think, I understand why he would say that, but I just think long term it's a better idea to streamline the telecast to make it more viewer.
Well, what's his problem with it?
If I was producing,
he's trying to give everybody credit.
Of course,
yes.
Because you know nobody wants to win an Oscar and not get
go
before millions of people. Stealing that moment. They are stealing that moment. And I get why they're bummed. It is a legitimate. If you're in the industry, it's a bummer. But for ratings, it's better that they're doing what they're doing.
What are we thinking about these guys? Or are we thinking about the ratings of people watching it at home? Hello, 59 past the hour. Thank you, Chucker. Thank you, Victoria. Thank.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.